You know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live between games here on a Thursday night. The Sale boys getting set to take on the Walla Walla Valley Academy. Because they're playing on Thursday, the Irish girls and boys will not play Friday. So that makes Saturday an event full day. You can start it off in the morning with breakfast at Applebee's, the senior class, sponsoring the pancake feed at Applebee's. You can buy a ticket to the breakfast from any DeSales senior, or you can come by the DeSales office here at 919 East Sumac, or you can call DeSales at 525-3030 for more information. That's the senior fundraiser, Applebee's Pancake Breakfast from 8 to 10 a.m. at Applebee's Saturday morning. And then either be after you eat breakfast or before you eat breakfast, if you have children ages 9 to 14, boys and girls, you can take them down to the sale. The Knights of Columbus is sponsoring their annual free throw shooting contest. It's a free event. You can advance to district and state and national competition. The Knights of Columbus free throw shooting contest for students aged 9 to 14 at the sales from 9 to 11 a.m. And then Saturday night, Prescott is the location for the sales basketball. Girls tipping off at 5 o'clock for that one. Then, of course, Sunday, the Walk for Life, starting at St. Patrick's Church at 1:30 p.m. Well, let's look at the boys' basketball setup here. The sales boys under head coach John Lefko. A nice win on Tuesday here against Waitsburg. Two teams that were tied in the conference at 3-2. The defense was suffocating for the Irish against Waitsburg. They beat Waitsburg 47-33. The Irish are 4-2 on the season, 9-4 overall. Walla Walla Valley Academy's boys under head coach Paul Starkbaum, they are in second place in the conference, two games in the win column ahead of the Sales with a 6-2 record. One of their wins on December 19th in College Place when they beat the Sales 67-53. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Wava played last night in Pasco, a win on the road, 47-46. So if you compare those recent scores, the Sales played Tri-City Prep in Pasco last Friday and lost 48-46. So a three-point swing there, a two-point to Sales loss, a one-point night win. And these teams figure to be very evenly matched. They know each other very well. Right here, just a couple miles apart, campus-wise, here in the Walla Walla Valley. They play a lot during the summer. When we come back, we'll talk about how these teams matched up when they played on December 19th and get this game underway. We'll be right back on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Community Bank's personal line of credit is a convenient way to pay for the unexpected things that come your way. With better rates than most credit cards, you'll be covered when your car needs repairs, your tires wear out, or for those occasions when the budget is a little tight for the month. Easily apply for a personal line of credit online at communitybanknet.com or speak to your local banker to get started. Community Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
We're back live at Sales High School. The players have gone to their respective benches. The Irish in the home white uniforms with the green numbers and the gold trim. The Knights down to my right in the dark crimson uniforms. WAVA across WWVA for Walla Walla Valley Academy in white letters, white numbers, little gray trim as well on the uniform. These teams met on December 19th. It was very competitive. The Sales led 8-6 after one quarter. The Knights were up 27-13 to half. It was 43-38 Knights after three quarters. Then in the fourth quarter, the Knights went off on the Irish, outscoring the Sales 24-15. Their top player, Zane Browning, the 6'3 senior, had 33 points in that ball game, including 15 in that decisive fourth quarter when he hit 5 3-point field goals for the game and 8 of 9 free throws. His two most recent games of Browning in a loss Saturday versus Asok is in first place in the league. Their only loss on the season, the Sales beat Asok on the Panthers' home floor. But Asok in a high-scoring game, 82 points, but held the Panthers, held the Knights to 59. Browning had 34 of those, over half their points, 34.9 rebounds. And then last night in Tri-Cities, he had 16 points and led his team with 13 rebounds. The other eye-catching starter for the night, Austin Jennings, a 6'6" senior. He and Cole Miedema, the 6'6" senior for the Irish, will battle. Jennings had 18 points and 13 rebounds in Pasco in the win last night. Let's go ahead and take a look at the overall starting lineups for Fall Star Qualms night. Sean Child, the 6'1 junior, will start. He had 11 points when these teams met in December. Zane Browning, a 6'3 do-everything senior, will start. And Theo Johnson will start, a 5'9 junior. He did not start the first time these teams played. Had 2 points in that ballgame. Austin Jennings, a 6'6" senior post player, will start. He had 8 points when these teams met in December. But I mentioned a double-double last night against Tri-City Prep. 18 points, 13 rebounds. And then Jake Perry, a 5'10 junior, is listed as starter. Jake Perry did not even play against the Irish in December. And it seems like every time we play Waba the second time, when I look at the score sheet and make it up, this guy won't play very much. He didn't even play last time. They'll all of a sudden start him. So two guys are starting tonight, Theo Johnson and Jake Perry, that played little or none against the Irish on December 19th. So I'll tell you what, Theo Johnson, a 5'9 junior, he is a very athletic player. For the Sales, Juan Montero, the 5'8 sophomore, will start. He has 14 points and was our Dairy Queen player of the game when these teams met December. Juan was off to a great start against Waitsburg Tuesday, 6 first quarter points, and he took an elbow right on the right eyebrow that ended up requiring 6 stitches, and it was bleeding on the Irish floor. But it's nice to see Juan Montero back out of the floor. He's got a band-aid protecting those stitches. Isaiah Sanders, a 6'2 senior, will start. Likely that Isaiah will spend a lot of time trying to slow down Zane Browning. Zach Leahy, the 6'5 junior, 11 points the last time these teams played. Zach had a double-double against Waitsburg Tuesday with 11 points and 16 rebounds. John Crowley, a 6'3 senior, will start. Just 5 points when these teams met in December. But John's been on a roll lately, 20 points. And our Dairy Queen player of the game on Tuesday in the win over Waitsburg, John will probably spend some time guarding Browning as well. And then Cole Miedema, the 6'6 senior in the middle, 13 points from these teams played last. A frustrating night for Cole Tuesday, albeit in a winning effort for the Irish, 2 points, and he fouled out. Zach Leahy, the leaper, out leaps Jennings, tips in the backcourt to Montero, and we're underway. Up top, pass goes to Zach Leahy. The Knights typically play a 2-3 zone. Actually, no, they're straight man-to-man here. Interesting. Left corner goes to Crowley. Says back to Montero, out to meet him. A down low to Crowley. Powers it up over Browning and scores it. That'll be a nice matchup. Crowley is effective inside. Force Browning to play defense. Maybe get him in some foul trouble. Knights aren't for the Sales. Coach John Lefko standing with arms crossed, watching his team defend. Perry with the drive, shot won't go, rebound Jennings, his shot won't go, rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Knights. So Jake Perry, the 5'10 junior with the large mop of afro hair, you don't see many afros anymore, but he's definitely got one. Pass on the left wing to Crowley in the lane to Leahy, and he lays it in over the front lip of the rim. The Irish executing the man-to-man offense nicely, up 4-0. Maybe the Knights will switch back to the zone. Standard right on Browning, gets it to Jennings on the block, back up to Browning. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound tipped out, Montero's got it. Juan races the other way to the elbow, gets it to Crowley, goes up strong, misses the lane inside Browning with the rebound. It was in traffic. John knows he should have finished that one, though. Irish up 4-0 early, 6:38 to go first quarter. Terry with Montero on him. Browning in the right corner. Standard shadows when he drives the lane. Little pump fake. He's called for traveling. Nice defense by Standard. He didn't go for the pump fake. Browning tried to lean inside, drug his pivot foot. So the sails up early, 4-0. Montero hits a half-court circle. Now will pass it left wing to Crowley. Inside to Leahy. Double team spins inside. Tough shot. He got it. They cannot handle. I say it almost every game. Zach Leahy cannot be handled inside in this league at 6'5" with the leaping ability. He scored 4 in a row. The Irish are up 6-0. C.O. Johnson at the right elbow to Terry between the circles. Terry puts his shoulder down. Crossover inside of Montero. Air backboard, nothing else on the shot. Jennings with the rebound now. Gets it back to Terry. Terry is very active offensively. Jennings now backing down on Miedema. Shot blocked, foul. But there's a couple 6'6 seniors going at it. And Jennings has an interesting little hairdo going. He's got the very closely cropped hair on the side and the top. And then he's got a braid of hair going right down the middle with a little teeny little pigtail. Interesting. He'll shoot the free throws. First one is good as Coach Starkbaum keeps his players in a little four-man huddle and will not contest the shot at the other end. Jennings hits the first one, first point of the game for the night, 6-1 to sail. Jennings' second one is up and also good. 6-2 our score, Knights. Set up on defense, they'll stay man-to-man. Now on Leahy is Childs, a 6'1 junior. See if the Irish try to get to Zach again. Up top of it is Standard. Out front has it knocked away by Terry. Stripped again. Now Crowley gets a loose ball. Terry dives, knocks him to the floor. That's a foul on Jake Terry. So Jake Terry, a player that I didn't think would see much action tonight, the 5'10 junior has started, and he's in a lot of the action. And 5:31 to go. Fresh shot clock. John Lesko wants to bring in Joel Rodriguez as John Crowley fell hard over there on the sideline. And they'll get him out of the game. John scored the opening basket of this contest on a power move inside. Montero on the left wing outside the arc with it. Leahy now. Looking up top. Nobody open in the left baseline to meet him, a down low to Standard. Double teamed, double dribble. Isaiah bounced around by a little contact and then just forgot that he'd already bounced the ball. Irish turn it over. Knights, Zane Browning will bring it across the timeline. Crossover dribble gets in the lane, kick out to Childs. Three on the way. Won't go, rebound foul on Jennings as he pushed off on Meadema. Official right there to make the call. Our Blue Mountain officials tonight, Brian Richard, Bill Boggs, and Mike Gregg. 6-2 to sail. Nice crowd on a school night. The cheering section of students has their section full. I would say the rest of the bleachers full about across the way at about 85%. Pass inside the Standard, knocked away by Jennings. The Irish have turned it over on back-to-back possessions as Browning brings it into front court. Stopped at the elbow by Standard. Kick out to Johnson. He'll fire a three, won't go. Goes off the top of the backboard, rolls over the bracing. And that's a dead ball. And then to my left, I would say the fans are about 85% full as well. The Walla Walla Valley Academy Knights fans coming from College Place, just about 3 miles away, have their section of bleachers full as well. So a very good crowd. Backdoor cut to Leahy. Miedema finds him open for the lay-in. Zach Leahy has 6 first quarter points. Nice assist by Cole Miedema. 4:27 to go first quarter. DeSales up 8-2. Johnson with Rodriguez on him, stops with the elbow, backside cut to Browning. Browning double teamed underneath, gets it to Terry. Terry on the drive, can't find room to shoot. Good defense by the Irish. Now Johnson on the drive, jump stop in the lane, shoots it up over Miedema, bounces away, rebound Miedema. That ball hung on the rim for quite some time. Cole held his position. The Sails off to a nice start on their home floor. Up 8-2. Leahy with the drive, and he's fouled. Childs and Jennings were both there. Zach Leahy's in a zone right now. Let's see who the foul's on. They fouled on Childs. If it would have been on Jennings, it would have been his second. That would have been nice. Instead, it's the first foul on Childs, third on the night. Zach will shoot two free throws. First one is off the iron. No good. 8-2. DeSales leads. Clock at 3:59, just 1 second past the halfway point of this first quarter. Several substitutions for the night, as J.D. Lopez is in there, as is Griffin Wells and Mickey Acosta. Leahy misses the second one. Zach misses them both. 3:55 to go and counting. Acosta, who started in December, is in the game now. The 6 foot junior gets it to Terry. Terry with Montero on him. Terry drives left side, cut off. Miedema's on him, can't find room to shoot. Kick out to Acosta. Long three won't go. Rebound tipped around. Rodriguez will run it down between the circles in backcourt. Now he's between the circles in frontcourt. Right wing to Montero. Montero and Rodriguez out there together. Give the Irish some speed out front. Leahy outside the arc with Wells on him. Now to Miedema, backing in on Lopez. 5 foot on the baseline, leaves it short. Rebound Lopez. So Cole Miedema with Jennings for the night, the 6'6 senior out of the game. Cole at 6'6 tried to back in on Lopez, but the 6'2 junior defended him well. He's got it the other way now, does Lopez, and Isaiah Standard trying to jump. I'm not sure what Isaiah was trying to do. He jumped up on Lopez, jumped up to defend a pass, I guess, then tried to come down and start chasing Browning, and he ran right through Lopez to do it. Isaiah's first foul. Second on the Irish. They lob it into Lopez to Browning. Now Isaiah fights through the screen, won't get Browning for the shot. Browning goes behind the back with the dribble, gets around him, puts a tough shot at the side, won't go. Rebound lays. Zach Zane Browning has not scored. The Irish doing a good job on him defensively. Pass up top to Montero. 2.5 minutes to go. First quarter, the sales of 8-2. They've held the high scoring Knights just 2 points. After the Knights scored 67 against the Irish back in January. Or excuse me, back in December. We're in January now. The Irish errant pass off of player's leg. They say off the Sails and out of bounds. John Crowley is checked in as Cole Miedema comes out. Good to see John back in after being shaken up a moment ago as he fell to the floor. Johnson up top to Browning. Right on him is Standard. Isaiah, he works him in the lane, finds Lopez, and Lopez plays his foul. Zane Browning through the defense, dumps it to Lopez. Foul on Zach Leahy. Nice assist. So that's the first field goal of the ball game for the Knights, and it comes at the 2:27 mark of the first quarter. 8-4 to Sales. Lopez off the night bench, misses the free throw, rebound Crowley. Outlet to Zach Leahy. He'll survey the floor and jog it up on the dribble, now get it between the circles to Montero. The Knights definitely wants the fast pace. Coach Lesko wants his guys. He can run at times, but you got to pick and choose your moments, control the tempo. The Knights want to run, 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 get Browning, the athletic player, out in the open. Down low, Rodriguez gets it to Crowley. He powers it up. Shot won't go. Rebound, Browning. Browning, the other way. Standard cuts him off. Crossover dribble at the elbow. Now spins in the lane. Puts a tough up and under shot, and he scores it. Zane Browning, good defense by the Irish, but sometimes good players make their shot. The Knights have scored 4 in a row. It's 8-6. The Sails was up 6-0 early. And there's Crowley on the drive, and he lays it in. 10-6, the Sails. That stops a little mini run for the Knights. Irish up by 4. Acosta brings it up the right side. Dribbled baseline cutoff, kick out to number 11. And he gets it over to Browning. Browning shot off the top of the iron off the top of the backboard, hits the cable on the back, no call. It's a live ball. The Sails with the rebound heading the other way. Number 11 is Griffin Wells, who touched the ball in that last weekend for the night. Now off top of it is Isaiah Standard, looking inside, nobody open. Now right wing pass goes to Montero. Montero goes baseline, now behind the back pass to Standard. Wasn't quite ready for it, has it now, puts the defense, lays it in. He kind of bobbles the ball, the defense lost their focus. He got it back, went right through a double team, and laid it in. 12-6 to Sale. After it was 8-6 a moment ago, the Irish have scored four straight. And then there's Theo Johnson, loses the ball in the backcourt, but leaps and saves it back in the front court. Now Lopez in the lane with it. Out to Acosta, three on the way, won't go. Long rebound on the baseline, retrieved by Zach Lee. Zach, long pass up court to Crowley. Crowley goes, powers up to the basket, laying in and out. Boy, a lot of contact there. Lopez and Crowley both went to the ground. No call. Interesting, no call there. Theo Johnson at the foul line, palms the ball, gets it away to Acosta. Acosta misses a shot inside, won't go. Lopez with the rebound. Now got a whistle on a foul as Lopez lost the handle. The ball was bounced around. Rodriguez just got it. And they're going to call a foul on Rodriguez. Lopez basically just couldn't find the handle. It bounced away from him, and Rodriguez just the beneficiary of the ball rolling into his hands. But they thought there was some contact there. Fourth foul on the Irish. Wholesale substitutions for the night. Jennings is back in. Childs and Terry, three starters back in. As Browning gets his first break. On the drive is Acosta. He can't hit a runner in the lane. Buzzer ends the first quarter. I lost track of the clock. The Sales up 12-6 on their home floor after 8 minutes against the team that's ahead of them, one of the two teams ahead of them in the standings, the Wawa Knights. Irish up 12-6 after 8 minutes on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KCNH.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious. And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got.
As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's then served piping hot. So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia!
Fazari's finest and Fazari's home run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast. This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
Walla Walla Valley Academy will start the second quarter with the basketball. Jake Terry, inbound at half court, gets it to Acosta. Terry, Acosta, number five for the night. Stephen Van Dorn is in the ball game. He's a 6'1 sophomore. Jennings and Child. So Browning continues to sit. The Irish hold him to his two first quarter points. After he had 33 the last time these teams played, but he could score them in a hurry. They swing it to Van Dorn. He'll fire a three from the corner. Won't go. Rebound tip. Controlled by Crowley. Crowley, Niedema, Standard, three starters on the floor. Matt Baumgart has his first action. The 6 foot sophomore's in the ball game. Standard has the ball. Dumps it down low to Niedema. Niedema powers it up and in. Cole Niedema's first points of the game. The 6'6 senior has the Irish up by 8, 14-6. The Sales got some momentum with a nice win over Waitsburg on Tuesday, and they're playing well here, but there's a nice pass inside by Childs to Austin Jennings, a post player for the night. So the 6'6 seniors for each team, back-to-back inside buckets. 14-8 to Sales. Meet him out high with the ball, gives it off to Baumgart on the left wing. Baumgart holds the ball in the hip, now to Crowley, download him, meet him up. Little hook shot over Jennings, air ball, too strong, rebound Terry. Terry gets it to Acosta. 14-8 to Sales. Acosta pass left corner to Van Dorn. Up top to Terry. Over to Acosta. Left corner. Shot on the way. Three. If it's good. Nope. Rebound by Standard for DeSales. All white shirts underneath. Standard gets it to Baumgart. Baumgart strips it half court by Terry. Terry will miss the land. Went up with the right hip thrust. And then Acosta steals it from Baumgart. Now to Childs. And Childs lays it in. So Matt Baumgart victimized twice. He hustled back. And Terry blew the lay-in, and Matt got the rebound, and Child stole it right back from us. And then Terry knocks it away from him again, and Matt Baumgart stands, hey, they're banging into me. So Coach Lesko is expecting a lot from the portly 6-foot sophomore Matt Baumgart, a physical player and a little bit too quick on the defense, so Coach Lesko gets him out of the game. Now in the inbound, late, he's got to go baseline and steps on the baseline. So Juan Montero checks back in. In fact, John Lesko has a starting five out there. Montero, Crowley, Leahy, Miedema, and Sanders. 14-10. The Knights have trailed throughout the game. They can cut it to two here. Neither team has made a three-point basket. I don't think the Irish have tried one. There's a pass inside, stolen by Miedema. Cole's on the run. Gets to the head to Montero. Got off, gets it to Miedema. 12-footer. Banks it in. 12-footer from the wing. A nice bank shot. Cole Miedema's got all four of the points in this quarter for the Irish, and they lead it 16-10. 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. So Cole got the steal, gave it up, got it back. 12-foot bank shot left wing. Browning's back in. Now got a whistle and a timeout. Walla Walla Valley Academy, as Standard has Browning all tied up on the dribble. And Coach Storm Sparkbomb says, we got to run our offense. We'll keep it here. It's just a 30-second timeout. So, Zane Browning, I've write three scores down for him. One from the first game these teams played on December 19th, and then their two most recent games. He has 33 against us on the 19th of December, including 15 in the fourth quarter, to stretch out a five-point lead to turn it into a 14-point win. He had 34 points and 9 rebounds against Ahsoka on Saturday in an 82-59 loss, and then 16 points and 13 rebounds in a win last night in Pasco against Tri-City Prep. The Irish have held him to 2 points. We're back after the timeout. Griffin Wells is trying to inbound it near half court. Zach Leahy just slapped it back into the stands. Zach at 6'5", they'll try again. They get it to Browning. Isaiah Standard on him. They use a screen to get Browning free. Still got the dribble. Gets it to Jennings in the lane. Kick left corner to Terry. Back to Jennings on the block, working on Miedema. Can't find room to shoot. Pass kicked out. Stolen by Standard. Isaiah got between Jennings and Browning. Good defense to Sales. John Lesko's teams always play good defense. His assistant coach, Nick Hazel, kind of charges the defense. Wow, how would they not call that? As they try to get Zach Leahy open, but they dump it down a low instead to Miedema, and Miedema puts it in. Zach Leahy trying to get open, and Griffin Wells just grabbed him between the twos on the front of his jersey and spun him around, and no call. But the Sales get the bucket out of it. I've got to leave the officials alone. 18-10 to Sales. Another Walla Walla Valley Academy timeout. As Coach Starkbaum not pleased with his team. 18-10 to Sales. We'll be right back on 1320 AM KGDC. 107.3 FM KCNH.
Hope Medical of Washington is looking for kind and compassionate people with and without medical experience to help in their mission to serve those who are facing an unplanned pregnancy. The culture of death is strong indeed, but with your help, Hope Medical of Washington can assist all comers to embrace their unplanned pregnancies, to educate them and support them, and to help them overcome their anxieties and fears. Is the Lord calling you to volunteer at Hope Medical of Washington? Learn more at hopemedicalwa.com.
Dad, Grandma keeps saying Bona Pizza. I think there's something wrong with her.
No, Matteo, let me tell you, she's fine. She discovered Cucinis. They were named the best Italian food, the best of the best in Walla Walla.
Oh, okay. Well, what does Bona Pizza mean, Dad?
It's buonapazzo. It means crazy good. You're not saying it right. Buonapazzo. You try it.
Buona pizza. Buona pazza. Crazy good. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Walla Walla.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
The defense for DeSales continues to frustrate the Knights. They have just 10 points. Zane Browning, the leading scorer, has just two. But after the Sark Bomb timeout, the Knights get it down low to big Austin Jennings. The 6'6 senior banks it in from down low. The senior post players are making their presence felt. Browning, Jennings has four of the Knights' 6 points in this quarter, and Cole Miedema has all 6 points for the Irish. There's a pass inside to Leahy. They collapse on him and foul him. The Knights' defense really trying to take Zach Leahy away this portion of the game. The foul is on Wells, his first. They get inside to Leahy. Triple team gets it to Miedema. Tries to power it up on Jennings. Leaves it short. Rebound Jennings. 18-12, the Sails with a 6-point lead. We're nearing the halfway point of this second quarter. 4:05 on the clock. The Sails up 18-12. Theo Johnson dribbles with the right elbow. Crowley on him. Up top now, Childs with it. Leahy on him. Coach Lesko's playing his starting five out there. Montero, Crowley, Miedema. There's a shot by Acosta. Won't go. Rebound Miedema. To Montero all the way to the front court. Goes up with the lay and misses it. Rebound Jennings. One Montero so fast from one end to the other. Couldn't finish it in traffic. Browning with it now. Standard right on him. Up top to Theo Johnson. Johnson down to the right block. Puts up a tough shot over Leahy or Crowley. I didn't see who it was. Foul called. Nice quick drive to the block by Browning. Or by Johnson, excuse me. The foul's on John Crowley. That's a tough matchup out front for John, as Theo Johnson very quick off the dribble. That's Crowley's first foul, fifth on the Irish. Johnson will shoot two with the Irish up 18-12. First free throw's off the mark. Tonight are 2 of 3 now from the free throw line. Austin Jennings hit both his attempts in the first quarter. The Irish are 0 of 2 from the free throw line. So not many trips to the foul line here in the first half. Jennings misses them both. Long rebound, Montero chases it down. Needham was blocking out Jennings, and then Montero raced and got the ball. Montero deep on the right wing, now to Miedema. Up top, Crowley with it between the circles. Looking for a cutter inside, pass inside, tipped by Acosta, picked out of the air by Jennings. John Crowley didn't take care of the ball there. John Lesko doesn't like those unforced turnovers. 3:08 to go in a low-scoring first half, and then P.O. Johnson double dribble. Dribbled to the top of the key, or excuse me, he traveled. Kicked up his dribble, didn't stop his feet. So back-to-back unforced turnovers. Coach Starkbong takes Johnson out of the ballgame, gets Dane Browning back in. Just 2 points for the 6'3 senior. Now Stander with it, dribbles to the right elbow. Up top it goes to Crowley. Crowley looking for a cutter, gets it to Montero. Montero now in the left corner, pass to Stander. Back to Montero on the wing. Jake Terry right on him, gets the screen. He'll pick and roll back to Crowley, 5 foot on the baseline. Won't go, Miedema tried to get the rebound. Jennings yanks it away. That's a nice matchup between those 6'6 seniors. Up top to Terry, the trailer, open for three. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Miedema. Rolled around, hung on the rim, fell away. Cole right there with the board. 18-12 to Sales. Down to 2:24 to go in a quickly played first half. Miedema has the ball from Crowley out top. They sag way off Cole. He holds the dribble. Juan Montero trying to get open against Terry. Can't do it. That's why Jake Terry's starting. He is a very good defender. 14 on the shot clock. John Lesko says, time out. The Sales standing around too much on the offense. 2:10 to go in the first half. 18-12. The Sales with the ball. Only 14 seconds to shoot it. When we come back on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
Spaying your female dog is part of responsible pet ownership. Most veterinarians agree that the time to spay a female dog is before her first heat cycle. Spaying a female provides freedom from unwanted puppies, birthing complications, and a significant decrease in the risk of uterine infections and mammary cancer. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
The pace of this game definitely favors the Irish. It's 18-12. Juan Montero with Terry on him. Works to get open. He will now get the lead. Over now on the right wing to Sanders. To Miedema. Left wide open from 17 feet. Shot won't go. Rebound Terry. Both teams playing good defense. Blocking out well. At times, both teams having trouble with the unforced turnovers. Offensively, not much going on for either team in the ballgame. Terry dribbles to the right elbow. Up top to Browning, right at half court, gets the ball. 15 on the shot clock. Browning tries to start driving in on Sanders. Since the pass hits, dumps it for Jennings, and then he's fouled by Lee. Lee saw the pass, could not beat Jennings to the ball, and that's Zach's second foul. Sixth on the Irish. 1:31 to go first half. Browning lobs it into Jennings. Jennings gives it right back to Browning. He drives in, puts the touch shot up over Miedema. Won't go. Rebound Lee. Outlet to Montero. Montero throws a high pass for Mr. Fazari, Greg Fazari, the athletic director. Cole Miedema at 6'6", was going down the left wing. If he would have just, he kind of slowed down. I think if he'd have kept going at 6'6", he definitely could have caught that. I think he thought that was Juan, thought that's what he was going to do, and Cole kind of put his hands over his head, realizing that he had a chance at a catch and shoot there. But it's a turnover on the Irish. Acosta in the ballgame brings up court on the right side with Montero on him. 1:14 to go. Irish have held the Knights to 12 first half points, and Zane Browning has only two of them, and Isaiah Standard is just locked on him, and Browning is starting to get a little bit frustrated, looking over at his coach saying, man, what do we got to do to get me open? Find a way to get Isaiah Standard off him. Isaiah just fouls him around. It's kind of fun to just watch Isaiah and Browning. Basically playing 4-on-4 with Isaiah keeping Browning away from the ball. Inside a minute to go, 8 on the shot clock. Child will drive in. He's shot partially blocked by Montero. Jennings gets the loose ball. Shot clock is going to run out. He throws it up. Oh, he banks it in. Right at the buzzer of the shot clock. Acosta just threw it at the basket and banked it in with 40.6 seconds to go. And a foul called on a reach-in by the Knights. I guess. But John Lesko's team played great defense for the whole shot clock. But why did they stop play? They said there was a foul on 22. That's a DeSales player. And now, I don't know, now they're walking around the court. Somebody thinks they see some blood maybe or something. I don't know. Some water. Now the foul on number 10. Okay, so it's on Jake Terry, his second. So 40.6 seconds to go in the half. So DeSales playing great defense for 34.9 seconds. And then Acosta, desperation, banked in 3 to get the Knights as close as they've been since the very early moments of this game. It's 18-15 DeSales. Now whistle on a foul away from the ball. And it's Juan Montero with a moving screen. So just like that, the Knights can tie it on a three-pointer here with 30 seconds to go in the first half. And Zane Browning is going to go stand over by the DeSales fan in the far right-hand corner of the court. And Isaiah Sanders right there back with him. Held the senior Browning to just 2 points. Has not scored this quarter. The Johnson traveler. He drives to the right elbow. Rodriguez cut him off, and then he just moved both his feet. So now with 21.6 seconds left, the sales can play for the last shot. Coach Lesko will get his offensive-minded players in there. Crowley and Montero, or Leahy and Montero come in. Crowley and Baumgart check out. Baumgart was in there for about 10 seconds. Juan Montero, we'll see what offense it is. Calls it. Brings it across the timeline. Juan hands it off to Leahy. Leahy pulls up 15 feet away. He'll take it and switch it. Pop a little curl. Juan hands it off to him. Zach Leahy scored it, but they don't wait for the final shot. Now Browning's got it. 4 seconds. Takes a deep three over Standard. It's off the air. Won't go. Rebound Leahy. Leahy hucks it the other way. A nice end of the half. A bucket off the offense by Leahy and stopping Browning, who scored only 2 points in the first half the other way. The sales leads at 20-15 at the half. We'll be right back on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KGNH.
It's been 43 years since the U.S. Supreme Court's disastrous Roe v. Wade decision. 43 tragic years. Nearly 60 million children dead. Their mothers wounded. On Sunday, January 24th, there will be a silent, prayerful,
peaceful and non-denominational walk for life from St. Patrick Catholic Church to Amazing Grace Church of the Nazarene, followed by cookies, coffee, and fellowship at Amazing Grace. For many years now, the annual Walk for Life in Walla Walla between St. Patrick and Amazing Grace has been a unique experience. People of all faith traditions coming together to gently but firmly tell this wayward culture of ours that hope springs eternal for the pro-life movement. If picketing abortion clinics isn't your cup of tea, the Walk for Life just might be. Please join us for this year's Walk for Life on Sunday, January 24th. Meet at St. Patrick's Catholic Church at 1:30 p.m. and wear your walking shoes.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
A lot of fun here on Superhero Night. The cheerleaders sponsoring a hula hoop contest. And we got a hula hooper going after another hula hooper. And he makes a drop for a hula hoop. Now he's going to see who he goes after next. He was a lava hula hooper. Now she's going to chase him down and try to knock his away. That was illegal, but he's going to give in. And the band playing tequila as they entertain the fans. A lot of fun there. Well, the Sales Boys are a very defensive-minded ball game of 20-15 at the half. They run 12-6 after one quarter, actually outscored 9-8 in the second quarter. But a game that Coach Lesko's got to like the pace of the contest, especially the fact that Zane Browning, the dangerous 6'3 senior for the Knights, who have 33 when these teams played on December 19th, a 67-53 Wawa win. Browning, a basket in the first quarter, his only basket of the game so far.
Sorry.
Well, when we come back, we'll be talking with Lady Irish head coach Jim Duncan. His girls, a 60-31 win in the first half of this doubleheader broadcast. We'll be right back on 1320 AM KGC, 107.3 FM KGNH.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connors Flooring and Design in College Place combines on-staff interior designers with over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry to deliver the best experience for you and your home. We can help you select the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsFlooringAndDesign.com or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Community Bank's personal line of credit is a convenient way to pay for the unexpected things that come your way. With better rates than most credit cards, you'll be covered when your car needs repairs, your tires wear out, or for those occasions when the budget is a little tight for the month. Easily apply for a personal line of credit online at communitybanknet.com or speak to your local banker to get started. Community Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half as the Irish band continues to entertain the fans. The Wawa Night boys are already out of the locker room shooting around, so not much time spent by them in the locker room. They've only scored 15 first half points and trail 20-15. The Irish boys playing very good defense, and it was decent offense and excellent second half defense for the Lady Irish. I misspoke before we broke away. I read the score of the Sales girls win over Waitsburg on Tuesday, 60-31. Tonight, they beat Wawa 54-27 with the Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. 27 points, excellent second half defense.
Yeah, it was. We held them to 9 points in the second half. You know, we've been getting better and better and better at the defensive end of the floor, and a lot of that is just, you can attribute to just some inexperienced kids playing man-to-man defense, getting a lot better and a lot more experience and a lot more work and practice. And it showed, I think, in the second half tonight, because we really had to defend them a little bit better because they were trapped and we were struggling a little bit with their trap and committing some turnovers that we don't normally commit. But I thought our defense was really good.
Solid game against a much-improved Wawa program. They had a win over Soton, a tough loss on the road to try to get
right.
Prep. You know, they're a much tougher draw than they have to pass.
Absolutely.
Your girls played very well. Teresa Acock, that great start.
Yeah.
Scored 13 points in the first 3 minutes of the ball game. You guys were up 16-2.
Yeah.
Struggled a little bit, but the defense was super consistent. Teresa gets it going again in the second half, 26 points. Good team play of the game tonight.
You know, it's going to be hard to give it to Teresa, but I'm going to give Sue out because I can tell you who deserves another one because of the way she played defense is Holly Verado.
Yes.
She drew 2 offensive fouls against that girl. She was terrific on the defensive end.
I agree. Those little Lakers are so much fun to watch. And I said on the air, the nice thing about it, we have 4.5 years,
yeah.
4.5 seasons to keep watching them.
Absolutely. They will be.
Well, hopefully she can survive coaching them, you poor old guy.
I think I'll be able to survive it on 3, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, the girls are off tomorrow night, Saturday in prep.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Coach Duncan, girls go to 6-1 in the conference, 9-5 overall, 3 take off with 26 points, and Holly Grotto with the great defense, 5-3-8 Trader. And it was 5-5 senior Acock, the 2 Dairy Queen players in the game. We're going to take one more break here at the half. The Irish boys up 20-15. When we come back, we'll have halftime stats, second half action here on 1320 AM KHCC, 107.3 FM KHCA.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
Coach Dom Lepko and his main defensive assistant, Nick Hazeltine, the son of Bobby Hazeltine, the very successful Walla Walla Community College tennis coach who's in the stands watching. The defensive effort for the Irish for 6 quarters now. They held Waitsburg to 33 points here on Tuesday in a 47-33 win. They hold the Knights just 15 first half points. Zane Browning, the talented 6'3 senior, has 2. Other Knights scorers, Mickey Acosta has 3. Sean Childs has 2. J.B. Lopez has two. Their leading scorer is Austin Jennings, a 6'6 senior. He has 6 points. The Sails have balance in their scoring. 2 points from Isaiah Standard, who's locking down defensively against Zane Browning. The 6'2 senior doing a nice job. 4 points from John Crowley. 6 points for Cole Miema, all in the second quarter. 8 points for Zach Leahy, the 6'5 junior, leads all scorers. And he's ready to take the ball from the official and inbound it to start the second half. They get it to Isaiah Standard. Now down the right corner to Cole Miema. The Irish working down to my left as I'm sitting in the top row of the bleachers on the press landing. They get to Miema on the left baseline. His shot won't go through. He saves it from going out of bounds. Now Leahy's got it to Miema. He'll try again from 12-6. This time he hits it. Nice hustle by John Crowley to save the possession. Miema on his second try for the baseline on the left side. He scores it. 22-15. The Sails up by 7. Sherry behind the back with the dribble. Bounces off his own foot. Gets it back. Out of Browning. Standard still on him. Browning trying to force his way in. And a blocking foul called on Isaiah Standard. Only the second foul on Isaiah. The Sails committed 6 first half fouls. The Knights committed just 4. The Irish are 0-2 from the line. The Knights inbound play. They get it to Browning, and he hits the 3 over Standard. So Browning gets the 3, the second 3 of the game for the Knights. The first one by Acosta, a thrown up desperation banker on the, when the shot clock ran out. And Standard off of, excuse me, I'm all messed up. Hey, the Sails had the ball knocked away of an air pass. It bounced to Rams. It ended up in the hands of Leahy. Leahy took it down the lane and banked it in off the glass. And then the Knights can't get it in bounds as the Irish slap on the press. They've got to call a timeout. 24-18, the Sails up by 6. Leahy and Miedema have scored. Browning has his first three of the game. But the Sails, who's not pressed the whole game, locks the press on, and the Knights have to call timeout because they couldn't get the ball inbound. John Lusko, game management coaching. Team is much improved this season. 9-4 on the year, 4-2 overall. The Knights come in at 8-5, 6-2. Coming off a win last night at Tri-City Prep, 47-46. The Irish boys have also defeated Asotin, who is their only loss of the season for the Panthers, who lead the league. Browning goes the other way. Shot blocked by Standard. Browning tried to get it back, and it went off his hands out of bounds. So Isaiah Standard gave it, well, a contested 3 a moment ago. Then Browning took him inside, and Isaiah timed his leap perfectly and blocked the shot. Isaiah on the dribble drive, cut off, gets it to Miedema. Back to Isaiah, now to Lane. The Irish will control tempo, leading 24-18. Miedema on the left baseline, gets it to Crowley at the elbow. Leaves the shot short, rebound Browning. He wants to run. He's at the top of the key, pushes to the left side, gets Crowley in the air, puts it up off the glass. It won't go, but we've got a foul. He has that lean-in head fake, and Crowley went for it, and the foul is... They're going to call that on Isaiah Standard? Oh, that's a tough break for Coach Lesko. That's 3 on Isaiah. I thought that was on Isaiah saying I wasn't even in the area. He wasn't. He was Crowley. Anyway, Browning hits the free throw. Second one is also good. Browning has got 5 in the quarter, 7 for the game, 24-20. Miedema with it. Down in the right corner, just inside the three-point line. Now Standard. Now down low to Crowley. Kick it to Miedema. 16-footer on the baseline. Won't go. Rebound Browning. He wants to run again. Leahy's back. Browning kicks it out to Childs. Corner 3 on the way. Within 1. The closest they've been all game long. Browning through the defense. Childs spots up for the 3. He's got 5 points. So the Knights, it's only one three-pointer in the first half. And that's a desperation one. They did 2 here in the third quarter. And we've got a tie-up on a jump ball, and it's going to be Knights basketball. So the Knights can take their first lead of the game here at the 5:45 mark of the third quarter. The Sails up 24-23. Irish showing full court pressure. Not pressuring the ball. 5 men defending 4. Childs gets it to Terry. Terry with Montero on him. Jake Terry, 5'10 junior, did not play when these teams met on the 19th, but he's starting this game. Gets loose from Montero, but won't shoot. He kicks out to Johnson. Three on the way. He's got a whip on a foul and a rebound. As the shot wouldn't go. And they're going to call a foul on Juan Montero. Interesting. 5'8 player. Maybe pushing too hard for rebound position. The Knights went down under the basket. On the last time in this spot, they got Browning open for a three. They inbound to Terry. He hands it to Browning. Standards right on him. Now Browning will drive. Spin to the lane. Splits the defender's relation. Browning getting it going. He knew he would. He's got seven in the quarter after only 2 points in the first half. Montero between the circles. Gets it on the right wing to Niedema. The Knights have taken their first lead. Now Johnson with a steal. Theo Johnson pushes it to the basket. Spins in front.
Winter is far from over. Don't forget to grab ice melt, and you'll get it always at the lowest prices from L&G.
Remember, L&G True Value has all the stuff you need. They continue to give customers the lowest prices on the largest selection of hardware, tools, feed, lawn and garden supplies, truckload pricing on Science, Diet, Carhartt, Wrangler, Danner, Boots, and many more name brands. Shop the Valley's number one store, family owned and run by the Gerling family for over 50 years. East Isaac's Walla Walla, L&G True Value.
From the Gerling family and L&G crew to you, make it a sweet 2016.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy, smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers.
Mamma mia.
Bizarre's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTMHLP, Walla Walla.
So in the first 16 minutes of this game, the first half, the Knights scored 15 points. In the first 2 minutes and 54 seconds of the second half, they scored 12. And then lead it 27-24. Standard drive from the top fan, puts it up and in. Isaiah's got four, the Irish back within one. Knights with the ball and the lead for the second time in the game. Acosta, the 6 foot keeper, Crowley on it, out of the elbow to Jennings. Jennings drives in, cut off, kick over to Griffin Wells. Wells plays the game after the timeout. Three won't go. Rebound Crowley, the lead. They had to meet him up. Meet him up, picks up his dribble. Actually, now he dribbles. But he didn't travel. Now pass inside the standard. And it's knocked away by Acosta to the foul on Nicky Acosta. Cole Niedemann did a nice job in transition. The big 6'6 out of the wing, caught the ball in an awkward spot, able to set his feet and not travel. That's what I meant to say. Acosta's second foul, first on the Knights in the second half. Leahy inbounds at the basket to Crowley, knocked away by Browning. Browning has turned up his effort. Well, his effort level's been good all game long. Where he's got it going here is he's got his two or three defensive rebounds, and he just takes off the other way, and that's got him going offensively. Standard to Crowley now between the circles. The Knights want to run the floor. The Irish want the half-court set. Crowley holding the ball overhead, now top of the lead. Zach has 10 for the Irish. Standard loses the ball in the lane. Now Crowley with it. 3:46 to go, third quarter. Matt Baumgartner's checked in for the Irish. Got a whistle and a foul as Browning drives again. Standard and Baumgart were there. And the foul's going to be on. That's on Isaiah Standard. That's his fourth. Isaiah's talking to the officials. He got one foul called on him when he wasn't even in the area. And that was 50. So Isaiah's going to have to sit down with the four fouls. Now who's going to try to slow down Browning? Bain hits the first free throw. 2 points in the first half for the talented senior. He's got 9 in this quarter. and hits another free throw. 29-26, Knights up by three. Baumgart brings him into front court, wants a player to come to him. Nobody does. Now, Cole Needham on the left, or Crowley on the left wing, jumps inside to Needham. Misses a shot inside. Rebound tips around, controlled by Leahy in the right corner. Now, Cole Needham has got a cross foot pass to Rodriguez on the left wing. Irish from a fresh shot clock. But the Sales have scored this 6 point quarter. Now Crowley has it slapped away by Browning. Ball's still loose. Baumgart's got it. Now Crowley's on the floor. Crowley dove for the loose ball and ran right into the knee of Austin Jennings. Hit his head hard. And so we'll have the players huddle up as they attend to John Crowley. He's going to come out of the ball game. Second time that John's been shaken up and gone to the sideline this one. And it's not a timeout, so the officials say let's play. So Montero, Rodriguez, Baumgart, Leahy, and Needham on the floor for the Irish. When they blew the whistle to check on the status of Crowley, the Irish have the ball. 16 on the shot clock as they inbound it. Needham a deep on the right wing. Looking for a cutter inside. Up top, Baumgart. Knights have been man-to-man defense all game long. Up top now, Rodriguez. Three on the way off the arm. We'll go. Rebound Jennings. The Sales. 6 points in the quarter. 14 in the quarter for the Knights. After the Irish helped them to 15 the whole first half, there's Child going baseline right around Bumper. Matt bumps and fouls him. The Irish now have committed 5 second half fouls. The Knights have committed just one. Browning looking to inbound. Lost it up for Jennings. Slapped out of bounds by Leahy. Zach Leahy at 6'5", anticipated that well. They like to get Browning on the to pass it in and then use the screen to get open it. Leahy knocks it out of bounds again. We could do this for quite a while. Zach Leahy just smothering the attempt. Now they're moving further away. Now they get it into Jennings, and he just stops his hand out of bounds. Zach Leahy gets credit for that as Browning had to lob it high to get it over Leahy, and then Jennings couldn't throw it. Good defense by Zach Leahy. 29-26. Knights with the lead. Irish with the ball. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Pass on top to Needham. Browning went for the steal to get it. Needham will get it off for Rodriguez. Rebound Browning. Zane Browning is all over the place. Went for the steal. He was all the way across that court. Gets all the way down the baseline with the steal. Tried to do too much there, though, as he drove in back to the basket, tried to kick it out to Child, but threw it into the stands. Zane Browning is fired up. He's got 9 in the quarter, 11 for the game after being held to just 2 in the first half. Needham up top with the ball. They sag way off him. He pulls up to the foul line. Out of Baumgart, his 3 on the way. It's off the iron. Won't go. He's got a whistle, and a double foul is going to be called as a bunch of 2s are going at it. 22 for Leahy and number 2 for Childs. For banging at each other on the rebound. Childs went flying. The ref blew the whistle. So that's the 3rd foul on Leahy. They'll use the possession arrow, which is in favor of the Sales. Childs, somebody from the Irish stand said, you got to call it both ways. Well, they just did. They called it on both players. Inbound pass to meet him underneath. Spin to the basket. Right-handed hook shot up and in. Nicole Needham, a nice spin move on the 6'6 senior inning for the Knights. Good low post play. Needham is in double figures with 10 points. He and Leahy, 10 each. Browning. Gave it to him. Browning took it. He's got 12 in the quarter now, and the Knights are up by 4, and Browning with the long mop of hair nodding his head as he heads back the other way. The Irish held him in check for a half, and now with Isaiah on the standard on the bench with 4 fouls, Browning has kind of gotten going before that. Now he's really getting it going. Down low to Needham, a double team over to Baumgart. Swing to Rodriguez. 3 on the way. Shot won't go. Rodriguez tries to follow his shot, runs into the top, and fouls him. So the Sales, trying to take advantage of low-block double teams with kick-outs to the three-point line. The Sales has not made a three-point field goal in this game. The Knights have made 4. 3 by Browning. Excuse me, 2 by Browning. 32-28. The Knights have a 4-point lead, their biggest of the game. They have the ball. Stopping the clock on the foul. That is already 7 fouls now on the Sales. So Acosta will shoot the front end of a one-on-one. And his free throws in and out. Stays out, rebound, beat him up. And in the game for the first time of the night, Tristan Busby, a 6'2 sophomore. Browning stays out there along with Childs and Jake Carey's back in. Needema gets it to Baumgartner. This defense for the night has been solid since the double dribble. Carroll had it knocked away briefly, bounced it to keep control of it, and then took off again on the dribble. 101 to go in the third quarter. This has been all Walla Walla Valley Academy. They bounce toward the yard 17-8. There's a long pass in the front court, stolen by Needema. We're right to Needema. Now they'll pass it down low to him, and we've got a whistle and a foul on the entry pass. I think that's going to be on Busby. Yes, Kristen Busby has just checked in. Only the third foul on the night. They lob it in the lane. Goes up strong on Child. Leaves it short. Leaves out Baumgart. Kick out for Rodriguez. No foul there. It's Child. Child is just real physical. He just went up the lane just now, just put a forearm into him. No foul. Montero is a physical. And the foul is on Browning. So Matt Baumgart, a crowd-pleasing bucket there. The rebound and the physical 6-foot sophomore took the hit from Browning, laid it in, and drew the foul. The 40 yards within two. So a two-point ball game on the three-point play by Baumgart. And I try not to get fixated on one player, but Sean Child has got the sharp elbows, the push, the shove. The way he leaned up for a shot a moment ago, Child just put a forearm right into his chest. Made him, hey, he missed the shot, no call. And then Zach was setting a screen, and Child just rammed into him. Same thing, forearm right into the chest, no call. The Baumgartner got the rebound, made him pay with a hoop in the basket. It's actually a 7-9-11, a one-point game. It was a three-point play, yes. 32-31. Sorry about that. Now in the ball game for the night is Van Dorn. He's got it. They get down to Jennings to Terry. Terry jumps off in the lane, leaves the lane in front. He gets a hard one to get open, finish the wide open lane. Meet him with the rebound, ahead to Montero. Now he's got a whip on the block foul on Jake Terry. His third. So 13.9 seconds to go in a quarter that's seen the night outplay the Irish. But a 5-point night lead is shrunk to 1 point. The Sail has the ball with 13.9 seconds to go in the quarter. A chance to retake the lead before the half. Baumgart will inbound the backcourt to Montero. Montero will push him in the front court. Browning's back in the game. He's on Montero. Flaps away. Montero gets back. But then it bounces off the leg of the official right to Browning. Browning goes up strong with a tough shot. Montero got a whistle and a goaltending violation. That's actually a break for the night as Jennings had his hand above the rim. Leahy already had the rebound, took off the other way. The Irish had a 3-on-1, but they blew the whistle, which is what they've got to do now at the end of the first half. Third quarter, excuse me. So the Knights put on a run. The Irish answer the challenge, but the Sail does trail 32-31 with 8 minutes left. 1370 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KGDC.
It's been 43 years since the U.S. Supreme Court's disastrous Roe v. Wade decision. 43 tragic years. Nearly 60 million children dead. Their mothers wounded. On Sunday, January 24th, there will be a silent, prayerful, peaceful, and non-denominational walk for life from St. Patrick Catholic Church to Amazing Grace Church of the Nazarene, followed by cookies, coffee, and fellowship at Amazing Grace. For many years now, the annual Walk for Life in Walla Walla between St. Patrick and Amazing Grace has been a unique experience. People of all faith traditions coming together to gently but firmly tell this wayward culture of ours that hope springs eternal for the pro-life movement. If picketing abortion clinics isn't your cup of tea, the Walk for Life just might be. Please join us for this year's Walk for Life on Sunday, January 24th. Meet at St. Patrick's Catholic Church at 1:30 p.m. and wear your walking shoes. This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNH LP, Walla Walla.
We're back live for the final 8 minutes of the night. That's the score. Just 15 points in the first half. The Irish were up 20-15. Wava puts up 17 in the third quarter, outscoring the Irish 17-11. But the Sales is down by five, cut it to a one-point game. There's a drive by Browning, no shot. It's not made, excuse me. Baumgart tried to take the charge. I thought it should have been called. No call. Browning missed the shot. But the Irish don't get any harm out of that, but they still got a foul against Sy Pascal. He's fouled. It is getting difficult. Leahy on the low block will shoot two free throws. Foul is on number two, Sean Childs, his third. Zach Leahy, who's 0 for 2 at the line, 10 points, 8 in the first half, hits the first free throw. Sale up 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Only the third trip in the line this whole game. 7 fouls on the Irish, 6 on the night, so both teams will shoot free throws on all defensive fouls from here on out. Zach gets both free throws. Sale scores first in the fourth quarter and retakes the lead at 33-32. Jake Terry with Montero on it. Defense the champ from the Irish fan. We'll kick it out to Childs. Childs backing it on Baumgart. Baumgart flips to the floor. Childs tries to kick it out to Terry. Terry with Montero on him. Back in the corner to Childs. 3 on the way. It's an air ball to meet him up. He loses the handle. Johnson's got it. He can't hit the shot. Jennings tries to keep it alive. Baumgart finally controls it for the Irish. Now Joel Rodriguez. In the front court to Zach Leahy. Zach on the wing, pulls up from 16 inside the wing, and hits it. Zach Leahy, a mid-range jumper there, and the Irish have the lead back up to 3 points at 35-32. It was the fourth quarter that doomed the Irish in the East Event in December. The Irish were outscored in that fourth quarter 24-15 after trailing by 5 going into the final 8 minutes. They scored the first 4 points of the fourth quarter on the home floor. Coach Lefko wants them to finish strong, up coaching hard on his bench area down to my left. Theo Johnson has a knockaway, gets it back, dribbles down the lane, kick out to Childs. 3 on the way, won't go. Rebound Rodriguez, all white shirts underneath. Now ahead to Leahy. Leahy, he'll fire a quick 3. Off the air, won't go. Rebound, tipped out of bounds. Last six. The officials weren't in position. And they're going to say the sale south ball. Jake Terry cuts it last. The officials had 2 officials on the sideline and 1 on backcourt, no one on the end line, but I think Terry did slap it away from Miedema. Baumgart will inbound it, 4 white shirts. He lobs it into Leahy. Leahy leans into one, blocked out of there by Jennings. Ahead to Terry on the block shot. Jennings at 6'6", blocks Leahy. Now to Browning. Browning drives in, splits the defense. Leahy and Baumgart were both there. And the foul's on Leahy with the push. And that's 4 on Zach Leahy. So Isaiah Standard, who really gave Browning fits defensively in the first half, picked up 2 quick ones here in the third quarter, had to sit with 4 fouls. So now Leahy with 4 as well. Browning is at the free throw line. He's 4 for 4 there. The rest of the night for 2 of 5. He misses the first one, though. It was a 1-1, not on the shot. Rebound Irish. Now Montero in the front court with it. Now to Baumgart. Says Leahy at the top of the key. Childs on Leahy. Now to Montero. Montero with a couple dribbles. Tries to get it back to Leahy. Ball slapped loose. Browning's got it. He's in the front court. Leahy on him. Zach's got to be careful with the 4 fouls. Acosta with it deep on the right wing. Terry, left corner to Childs. 3 on the way over Baumgart. Off the arm. We'll go. Rebound Rodriguez. Joel is just 5'7", but he's had nice rebounding position a couple times. The sale's up 35-32 with the ball, 5:18 to go. Rodriguez on the drive, shuffles to meet him, he's underneath, powers it up on Jennings, can't get it, gets the shot, gets it back, misses again. Now Jennings takes away. Cole Miedema, 6'6" senior, has 2 good looks inside, couldn't finish either one of them. And now a foul as Joel Rodriguez was reaching in on Acosta after Acosta got the ball from Jennings on the rebound. Joel's third and the 9th foul on the Irish. So Mickey Acosta, 6-foot junior, who missed the front end of a 1-1 in the third quarter, is back at the line. 5:07 to go. The sale's up 35 32. So John Crowley's back in the game after banging his head on the shin of Austin Jennings. Still got a little red mark there on his by his left eye. Probably maybe a black eye tomorrow. And Zach Leahy with the four fouls going to get a break. Acosta misses a free throw. Miedema gets the ball and tips it away from Jennings and controls the rebound. Irish with the ball in a three-point lead. 5 minutes left. 35-32, low-scoring, physical ball game. Baumgart gets it to Joel Rodriguez, drives in on Browning, dumps it to Crowley. He's fouled by Browning on the pass. Browning went for the block shot. Joel at 5'7", going up against 6'3", decided to pass it instead. That is Browning's second foul, I think, yes. So Joel Rodriguez, who has not scored, will shoot the front end of a one-on-one as the Knights are now over the limit. The possession arrow in favor of the Irish with 4:49 to go. Joel's left-handed free throw is off the mark. Rebound, Matt Baumgart. Matt Baumgart, key rebound. He had that three-point play off an offensive rebound, and he gets an extra possession there for the Irish with an offensive board. Now with it, Montero on the right wing. Now it's off, it goes to Crowley in the lane to Miedema. Left corner, Rodriguez. Three on the way over Acosta. Up down, we'll go. Rebound, Crowley. Oh, Crowley. He tried to catch the rebound and shoot it back up without coming down. Slammed it way too hard off the backboard. Swing it to Child. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound, Joel Rodriguez. Joel Rodriguez has gotten several backside rebounds on those three-point misses. Down low to Crowley on the block. Sends inside. He's fouled. It's four red shirts were there. The Sales attacking the basket. And John Crowley will shoot free throws. Irish up 35-32, responding nicely to the 17-point third quarter. Misses a change several times against the Knights. The Wava Knights have used big bursts in the fourth quarter to put the Irish away. DeSales trying not to let it happen now. Crowley misses the first free throw. John's first trips to the line tonight. Second free throw's up and off the back end, but Miedema gets the offensive rebound. So for the second time, DeSales, first Baumgart, now Miedema, as the Knights have not blocked out on the defensive board. Crowley, deep on the right wing, gets it to Miedema on the left wing outside the arc. Irish looking for a cutter inside, nobody open. Now Baumgart up top to the ball. DeSales throwing a little cutting motion to the basket, trying to find an open player in the inside. Shot clock down to 10. They can afford to take the time with the lead. Now low to Miedema. Miedema, little tough shot inside. Thanks to that over Jennings. Cole Miedema sizes up the 6'6 senior. Little half turn jump shot. The Irish are up 37-32. Defense the chance for the Irish fans. Now low to Jennings. Powers up to shoot her off the side of the backboard. Miedema forced into the baseline. And Miedema with the rebound. So DeSales has the ball. They've got the lead back up to 5 points. The Knights led by five late in the third quarter. The Irish are able to get it to one. And they've taken the lead by five now here. But they lose the ball on the sideline over by the Irish cheering section. The Knights knocked it away. Then it went off, I think, Joel Rodriguez's leg. Joel's going to come out. Matt Baumgart comes out. Isaiah Standard and Zach Leahy, the two players with the four fouls, come in back into the ballgame at the 3:10 mark. They get it inbounds to Acosta. Browning, Terry, Acosta, Childs, and Jennings on the floor. Terry gets it to Browning. Browning, crossover dribble, gets away from Crowley, who's on him now. Now to Acosta. Leahy's on Acosta. Acosta drives right to left. Cut off. Kicks it to Terry in the corner. Shot clock at 10. Knocked away from Terry by Montero. Long got the steal. He brings him to the front court. Now he'll slow it down. Browning's chasing him down. Knocks it away. Terry saves it to Browning. Now Browning will shoot the three over Leahy. It's off the mark. Rebound Standard. Break there for the Irish. 5 point to sales lead. Montero gets by Terry in the front court. We're down to 2:20 to go. DeSales with the ball in a five-point lead. Now they'll slow it down. Don Lefko directing his offense. DeSales. Crowley has it knocked away by Browning. John tried to throw it inside. Browning is 6'3" and athletic. Just jumped up, took it away from him. Browning goes the other way for the lay-in. Can't hit the shot. Trying to go around Crowley. John did a good job not trying to block the shot. to time out John Lefko. 2:01 to go. The Sails up 37-32 in a grinder of a game between the second and third place teams in the conference. We'll be right back on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KGDC.
A dog's eyesight is different than our own. Dogs see well in dim light because they have more of the specialized rod cells on their retina than we do. And even though dogs can't see shapes as well as we can, dogs are better at detecting motion. A dog's eyesight is roughly equivalent to 20 over 75, meaning they see at 20 feet what a human can see clearly at 75 feet. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
Poor job on my part, folks. I mean, I'm watching the action. I'm calling it as best I can, but a very important point I haven't made. The Knights have not scored in the fourth quarter. The Sails have shut the Knights offense out for the first 6 minutes of this fourth quarter. After the Knights scored 17 points in the third quarter, the Sails have outscored them 6-0. And I mentioned this is a grinder. And that's the kind of game John Lefko wants his guys to play and have a chance to win in the fourth quarter. The Knights would rather have an up-tempo game. And now Acosta will foul Standard as they throw it in bounds. So the Knights look like they're going to go to the fouling situation now. So the foul is on Child. Actually, they're saying it's player zero. Oh, it's Acosta, excuse me. They do have a player zero. Acosta with the foul, it's his third. Ninth on the night. Isaiah Standard, who has 4 points, will shoot the front end of a one, and he hits it. Isaiah's got 5 points. The Sails 3 of 6 here in the fourth quarter from the line. They have a lead of 6 points now, 38-32. Isaiah hits them both. 39-32. DeSales has it up. And DeSales steals the inbound, and then Child fouls him. How do you not call that? Wow, Isaiah stole the ball. Child just ran into the Standard and knocked him down. The ball went out of bounds. No call. Man, that is amazing. That is bad officiating. I don't care. Three guys, and they couldn't see that. Wow. Now Jennings gets it the other way. Down low, puts up a tough up check. Oh, he saw that one. Foul on Miedema. My point is, okay, you got two players by each other. One of them all of a sudden falls flat on his face with the ball, and they don't make a call. How did that guy fall on his face with the ball? Anyway, I got to get back to live action. Miedema, only his second foul, though, but that is 10 on the Irish, so 2 free throws on every foul for the Knights now. Jennings hits the first one. He's got 7. 39-33, a 6-point lead. 1:48 to go. DeSales got to try to overcome the bad no call a moment ago. Rebound on the second one. Then to Brown. Terry runs it down. He gets it to Costa. To Browning. Drives on Crowley. Jumps off of the lane. Tough scoop to the hoop. Ball call. Rebound tips around. Terry will try to save it. Throws into it. A swamp of players, and Montero gets it. Browning tried to tie him up. Browning fouled him. Good officiating there, as sometimes officials will automatically call jump ball, but Montero yanked it away. Browning grabbed him by the arm. Good call by the official. As the Wava Knights fans say, open your eyes. Well, he did have his eyes open. About a jump ball unless you grab the ball. So Browning now has 3. Each team has 10 fouls. Juan Montero has not scored in the game. Will shoot 2. He hits the first one. 7 points, 3-possession lead for the Sails now. The Irish have now hit 3 in a row from the free throw line here in the final 2 minutes of the ballgame. Montero's second one is also good. It's an 8-point lead, 41-33. Browning trying to find room to shoot. Swing it to Stiles to Acosta. 3 on the way. Acosta is 3. 1:26 to go. Irish lead is down to 5. Timeout. Knight. We'll be right back at 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
That three-pointer by Nicky Acosta at the 1:26 mark of the moment, the first field goal of the fourth quarter for the Knights. And Austin Jennings free throws are only at the point of the quarter. The Irish have outscored the Knights 10-4 in the fourth quarter and have the ball on the 5-point lead. And Leahy is being chased around the backcourt. Boy, they're going for the ball, but they're trying to foul him. And finally, the call is made. Nice job by Zach Leahy. 3-on-1. Three defenders hacking at him, keeping his dribble. Strong the foul on Jake Carey. And that's 4-on-Carey. Zach Leahy will shoot 2 free throws. The Irish hit 4 in a row here in the final 2 minutes. Zach is 2-of-4 from the line. His first free throw is off the mark. He missed 2 in the first quarter, hit 2 early in the fourth quarter. Zach has 14 points. Irish pull their players off the line with 1:20 to go. Irish up by 5. Zach's second free throw, good. Zach's got 15, the Irish lead is 6. The dangerous Browning into front court. Standard on him, he drives by Standard, misses the shot inside over Miedema. Rebound tipped around, Montero's got it. And then Browning chasing the ball. Falls into the back of Montero, hit him hard, knocks him out of bounds, and the Knights players, when they come to foul you, they're going to foul you hard. Now, in that particular play, Browning was just hustling real hard to get the shot. Montero grabbed the ball, and then Browning just couldn't put on the brakes and just decked him. So they called stop play to take Montero out of the game. Now they're saying Juan can't shoot the free throws. Now Juan's eye is bleeding again. And they're going to say they're going to have to get somebody to shoot free throws for him. It's just, at some point, the physical nature of the way Walla plays has got to be toned down a little bit. But that last play, not necessarily a cheap shot by any means. Browning was just racing to the ball. Juan got there first. He ran into the back of him, and then Juan's front of his head hit the floor and broke open those stitches on his forehead. But it's calls that aren't made earlier in the game that don't tone those things down. So they bring Matt Bogart in off the bench to shoot the free throws for Juan. Matt misses the first one. 1:09 to go. 6 points to Sales lead. Second free throw is in. That is an important one. It puts the Irish up by 7 and makes it a 3-possession game. No foul. 1:09 to go. Irish up by 7. Acosta with the ball. Very competitive game between these local rivals. Walla Walla Valley Academy, a college place. Their campus about 3 miles away. Browning drives in, dumps it for Jennings. Jennings puts it in. It's a 5-point lead. Rodriguez with the ball. Lobs it over a double team to Standard. They got a 3-and-1 ahead to play. Crowley lays it in. Standard found Crowley for the lay-in. The Irish back up by 7. Desperation 3 by Browning. Won't go. Rebound to Costa. We're down to 37 seconds. He'll fire 3. They don't need to do this. They're down 7. Got a rebound inside and a foul called as Jennings got the board. The nice thing to see out there is Lob is starting to panic just a bit. They're down 7. They don't need a three-pointer. They need 3 baskets. But they raced. They shot 2 desperation 3s. The foul on Rodriguez. No. I think it was on Miedema. Doesn't matter. We'll watch Jennings' free throws. First one is an air ball. Oh, boy, the Knights are choking up a little bit here. A couple of desperation threes, and now a 13-foot free throw by Austin Jennings. Standard, Leahy, Miedema, Baumgarten, Crowley on the floor right now for the Irish. 45-38, DeSales up three possessions with 32.3 seconds left. Jennings misses them both. Miedema with the rebound. It's going to be tough for the Knights now. It's a 7-point game. And the Knights will send Miedema to the free throw line, the Irish's best free throw shooter. The foul on Acosta is his fourth. And Cole Miedema will shoot two free throws. Cole has not been to the free throw line tonight. He's got 12 points. Zach Leahy comes over, as do Crowley and Standard and Baumgart, to talk to Coach Hazeltine, the defensive specialist. Cole misses the first free throw at the 30.5-second mark. Still a three-possession game. Defend the three-point line. Don't foul. The number one thing, don't foul. Juan Montero leaning in the doorway of the training room. They've got the bleeding top. He wants to watch the team close this one out. Cole hits the free throw. The second one, the Irish up by eight. Browning on the drive, cut off, gets it to Jennings. They'll let Jennings go in and lay it in. Timeout night. 46-40. 20 seconds left. 20.9 seconds to be exact. Be right back. The Irish will have to inbound it against full court pressures when we come back on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KPNH.
You know the Lady and the Tramp? When the two dogs are eating spaghetti and they grab the same strand and kiss? Make that dinner for your wife. And grab a delicious panini for lunch while you're at it. Cugini's Italian Imports is Walla Walla's best-kept lunchtime secret. I shouldn't even be telling you guys about it on the radio. Cugini's Italian Imports, 960 Wallula Avenue. Buono pazzo.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNH LP, Walla Walla.
The Weebly. All right, sales is about 30 seconds away. And 29 seconds left, actually. They're 10 of 16 from the line out of the Irish here in the fourth quarter. After giving up 17 third-quarter points, the Irish have held the Knights just 8 here in the fourth quarter. They get into Baumgarten. He's fouled. Acosta went after him. Baumgarten put on the brakes and made a miss. Acosta slid right into the cheerleaders. And Jennings will foul him. Amazingly, that's only two fouls on the 6'6 senior. So Matt Baumgart, an offensive rebound after a made basket and a foul, is only in his first trip of the line. He made it. 3-point play. He had an offensive rebound off a free throw later in this game that got the Irish a possession and led to a basket. He's 1 of 2 in the fourth quarter. Hits the first one. He's 2 of 3 in the fourth quarter. Next one up, off the mark. Irish up by 3 possessions. They've just about got this one now. Browning will fire deep 3 and hit it. No more timeouts for tonight. Browning tries to try to steal it from Leahy, and then Childs fouls Leahy. Browning, you got to love the effort and the hustle, but it's too little too late. Browning hits the 3. But only 6.2 seconds left and a 4-point lead. They foul Leahy. Fouls on Child. His fourth. Only the fourth one they've actually called on that player. Zach Leahy hits the free throw. The sale's up by 5 now. Leahy gets the post. That's the final nail in the coffin. The Sales boys are going to split the regular season series. Browning. The Sales wins it 49-43. Big win for the Irish. They beat Waitsburg here Tuesday. Hold the Cardinals to 33 points. They hold the Knights to 43. and DeSales wins it, going to 5-2 in the conference, 10-4 overall. The Knights drop to 6-3 in the conference. The Irish move ahead of them in the standings. We'll be back with a happy total on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KCNH.
It's been 43 years since the U.S. Supreme Court's disastrous Roe v. Wade decision. 43 tragic years. Nearly 60 million children dead. Their mothers wounded. On Sunday, January 24th, there will be a silent, prayerful, peaceful, and non-denominational walk for life from St. Patrick Catholic Church to Amazing Grace Church of the Nazarene, followed by cookies, coffee, and fellowship at Amazing Grace. For many years now, the annual Walk for Life in Walla Walla between St. Patrick and Amazing Grace has been a unique experience. People of all faith traditions coming together to gently but firmly tell this wayward culture of ours that hope springs eternal for the pro-life movement. If picketing abortion clinics isn't your cup of tea, the Walk for Life just might be. Please join us for this year's Walk for Life on Sunday, January 24th. Meet at St. Patrick's Catholic Church at 1:30 p.m. and wear your walking shoes.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNH LP, Walla Walla.
We're back for the happy totals here. DeSales wins it 49-43. The Irish are up 12-6 after 8 minutes. Defense set the tone. Zane Browning, the 6'3 senior for the night, who scored 33 when these teams met on December 19th, a 67-53 Walla Walla Valley Academy win in College Place. Browning had only 2 points in the quarter. The Irish got even better defensively, holding the Knights to 9 points, which was actually 3 points more, but they did not allow Browning to score. But the Sales cooled off offensively and only scored 8 points. And a grinded-out, defensive-minded first half, the Sales had a 20-15 lead. Then Browning got it going in the third quarter. The 6'3 senior, 2 3-pointers, a 2-point field goal, and 4-for-4 from the free throw line. He scored 12 points individually in the third quarter, outscoring the Irish 12-11. His teammates added 5 more. The Knights, after scoring just 15 points in the first half, scored 17 in the third quarter to go from down 20-15 to up 32-31. But they were ahead 32-27, a 5-point lead. The Sales scored the final 4 points of that third quarter to get within one, and then in the fourth quarter, when the Irish have had a history, especially against the Knights, of not being able to hold up against a Wawa offensive onslaught. For example, in the December 19th game, it was a 5-point game going to the fourth quarter, and the Knights outscored the Irish 24-15 in the fourth quarter. Tonight, the Sales held the Knights scoreless for 6 minutes in the fourth quarter, locked down defense, came back, took the lead, and clutch free throw shooting down the stretch, outscored the Knights 18-11 in the final 8 minutes to win the ball game 49-43. DeSales goes to 5-2 in the conference. The Knights fall to 6-3 in the conference. DeSales goes ahead of the Knights into second place in the conference standings. The Irish go to 10-4 overall. The Knights drop to 8-6. Individual stats for the ball game as we've got all our breaks in. We'll just wrap it up right now. 2 points for J.P. Lopez, 2 points for Theo Johnson, 5 points for Sean Childs, 6 points for Mickey Acosta, 11 points for Austin Jennings, and 17 points for Zane Browning, 15 of those in the second half. The Irish did a very good job making that senior work for all his points. His last bucket, a 3-pointer with just 6 seconds left, really didn't matter. So for all intents and purposes, when the game was in doubt, they did hold Browning to just 14 points. Isaiah Standard did most of the work there, got a help from his teammate. The Irish got six players in the scoring column. Juan Montero, just 2 points with the 5-8 sophomore clutch, 2-for-2 free throws in the fourth quarter. 5 points for Matt Baumgart, 2-for-4 in the fourth quarter. Matt scored all 5 of his points in the second half. His offensive rebound, score, and foul, and free throw got the Irish on that roll where they scored the last 4 points of the third quarter to build the momentum going into the fourth quarter. 6 points for Isaiah Standard, 2-for-2 on the both ends of a 1-and-1 free throw opportunity in the fourth quarter. 6 points for John Crowley, a lay-in in transition late in the ball game. And then two players in double figures, Cole Miedema, 13 in the game. The 6'6 senior did not score in the first quarter, did a nice job after that. And then Zach Leahy, steady all game long, 17 points, 8 in the first half, 9 in the second half, including 5 of 6 free throw shooting in the key fourth quarter. Sales goes 12 of 19 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Get my calculator going there. 12 divide 19, that's 63% in the fourth quarter, and they were only 1 of 3 going into the fourth quarter, so enough made free throws to keep the Knights at bay. So that's going to wrap it up. Our Dairy Queen player of the game on the boys' side, I'm going to go with Zach Leahy. Not only the 17 points, but the 5 of 6 free throw shooting in the final standard. In the final stanza, but an appropriate mystique there. Coach Duncan gave out 2 in the girls' game to Teresa Acock, 26 points, and a defensive standout effort by Holly Barato. I'm going to give out 2 in the boys' game. Isaiah Standard holds Zane Browning to just 2 first-half points. Isaiah got some foul trouble in the third quarter, which kind of helped Browning get off for those 12 second, third quarter points. So Isaiah Standard and Zach Leahy, co-Dairy Queen players of the game on the boys' side. So a sweep of 3 games here. The JV boys won. The Irish girls win by a score of 54-27. The Lady Irish run their record to 6-1 in the conference. They're in second place. The boys win 49-43. They're 5-2 in the conference in second place as well. So a good week of games. The Sales won 2 on Tuesday. 2 more wins tonight. Tomorrow night off. And the teams travel to Prescott on Saturday. Girls will tip off at 5 o'clock. Remember, free throw shoot, Knights of Columbus, here Saturday morning, 9 to 11. Children ages 9 to 14, it's a free event. Saturday at Applebee's, the Pancake Breakfast Senior Class Fundraiser. You can buy a ticket from any senior or call the sales office at 525-3030. The breakfast is from 8 to 10 a.m. Then, of course, the basketball games in Prescott Saturday night starting at 5 o'clock. And then the all-important Walk for Life starting at 1:30 Sunday at St. Patrick's Church. So we've got a full weekend of activity for you. Join us until Saturday. I'm going to say thank you to all of our sponsors. Please patronize them. I'm going to say thank you for another great job by Mark back at the studio. And with that, until Saturday from Prescott, this is Mike Spee saying God bless. And we send you back to the studios of 1320 AM KGDC and 107.3 FM KGNH.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 1320 AM KGDC. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.